Good Friday, everyone. Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, along with Joe DiCamera. It's Eagles 360, and we're 2 days away from the Eagles-Steelers game, the Battle of Pennsylvania, the Battle of Unbeaten Teams. Joe, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, Dave. It's exciting times with the development of the Eagles franchise in the first couple weeks here.
Oh, you know, look at you. The development of the franchise.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff abounds.
It is really fun times, and the atmosphere at Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday is expected to be, as the kids say, off the chain.
Well, you know, Trot and I were talking yesterday, Jeremiah Trotter.
I'm so cool.
And just you think about what it was, you know, a decade ago, right? Some big games and obviously the relationship between a good defense, maybe a great defense in the crowd. And it can be very cool. Certainly Doc and Trot and others, you know, a decade or so ago were leaders of the defense that were working with the crowd. And I think we're all looking forward to this Sunday, Dave. I expect at 4:25 the crowd to, frankly, rock in a way that it hasn't for a few years.
Yeah, it's going to be a great, great time on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. And, of course, we'll have full coverage for you all day and all night on that day. Let's get you caught up with everything happening with the Eagles on this Friday. Now, the Eagles going into battle without some of their key players. To get you updated, we go to Alex Smith.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is your 360 update. Another day of practice in the books here as the Eagles continue to get set for the Battle of Pennsylvania against the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday. Now, one of the Eagles' breakout players from the game on Monday night against the Chicago Bears was tight end Trey Burton, who caught a career-high 5 passes and his first career receiving touchdown. Today, we heard from Burton, as well as from fellow tight end Brent Celek and head coach Doug Peterson, on how Burton has been developing within the Eagles' offense.
He's a smart kid, love to move him around offensively, put him in some matchup situations. You've seen him, you know, out single receiver side and caught a big third down pass last week. And just does a nice job for us. And, you know, he's somebody that, you know, hopefully after, especially after the break, we get all three tight ends back. We can be kind of full steam with those three guys. But he's done a good job here in the first part of the season.
Well, I think Trey always came in as, you know, super athletic guy that can pretty much do anything. Yeah, guy could play quarterback. He could probably play running back, wide receiver, tight end. He can do a little bit of everything. He's great on special teams. You know, I think it's just him being able to get the opportunities that he's gotten. And taking advantage of it, and I think he's done a great job of doing that.
I wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for Brent. You know, he's done a ton for me. I'm extremely thankful for him and Ertz. And I mean, this is how good of guys they are on the football field. They're even better men off the field. So they're pros.
And finally, we will close things out here with an injury update. 3 Eagles officially out for Sunday's game against Pittsburgh. Tight end Zach Ertz still dealing with a rib injury. Leotis McKelvin has a hamstring. And rookie offensive lineman Isaac Seumalo is dealing with a quad injury. 1 Eagle listed as questionable for Sunday. That's Michael Kendricks, who is still recovering from a broken nose and a quad contusion. For complete Eagles coverage on everything heading into Sunday's game, stay right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official Eagles mobile app.
Thanks so much, Alex. We've got a lot to get to here, Joe. Eagles and the Steelers on Sunday. Later on in the show, we've got some key matchups. We've got some stats to watch. But when we return, there's a player who's going to play a huge part in the game. Jalen Mills will be on the field a lot as a cornerback in the nickel and dime situations. And he and Alex Smith sit down for crunch time on Eagles 360 in just a moment.
I step to Philly.
I step to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli.
Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Regional Rail.
I step to Philly. The Broad Street line on game days.
A la bodega.
To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night. West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
You say crazy, I say crafted.
You say savage, I say practice. Crazy, crafted, savage, practice. Let's run that whole thing back. You say unbelievable, I say achievable. You say incredible, I say inevitable. Unbelievable, achievable, incredible, inevitable. Let's run that whole thing back. Carbs to compete, electrolytes to replenish.
Welcome back to Eagles 360. Dave and Joe here. We're going to talk about this guy in just a moment. But first, let's meet a, learn a little bit about Jalen Mills off the field. It's crunch time. Alex Smith and Eagles rookie cornerback Jalen Mills, a seventh-round draft pick, suddenly in the middle of all the defensive action.
All right, Eagles fans, welcome back to Crunch Time presented by Lay's Kettle Cooked. I'm Alex Smith, joined by Eagles cornerback Jalen Mills. Jalen, are you ready for crunch time?
For sure.
All right, here we go. Let's get right into it. First question. Got to ask you about the hair. Where did the inspiration for the green hair come from?
Well, actually, it's a funny story. I always wanted to be a Super Saiyan. You know, just growing up, I was watching Dragon Ball Z, wanted to be Goku. In college, when I was at LSU for the bowl game, I actually was going to dye my hair purple, but I didn't get to it. And then when I got drafted to the Eagles, I was like, man, that's perfect. I'm going to dye it green. So for sure, I always wanted to be a Super Saiyan.
So have you ever dyed it before? I know you said you almost dyed it purple, but have you ever dyed it before?
Never.
Never?
Never.
So were you a little afraid to do it, a little uneasy?
Kind of. And then once I did it, you know, I started walking around. I was wondering. I was like, why are everybody looking at me? Like, why? What's going on? And then I kind of realized, I was like, well, I do have green hair now. So for sure, it took a little bit, a little while to get used to, but for sure, it's growing on me now.
You think it helps you get recognized a little bit more when you're out in the city?
For sure. Yeah, for sure. Everybody sees and they're like, hey, here, dude. Oh, you got Jalen Mills with the green hair, right? I'm like, yeah, that's me.
Is it tough to maintain it?
Not really. You know, dyed it before camp. Then I didn't dye it again until right before the season game. So that was about, it held up for about a month and a couple weeks.
So moving away from your hair, you played high school football in Texas.
Right.
You went to Death Valley for college at LSU.
Right.
Now you're in Philly. Those are three pretty passionate fan bases.
Yeah.
Which ones would you say have the craziest fans in your experience?
Definitely, coming from that first game, I have to say it's a tie between Death Valley and Philly. You know what I mean? The both of the fans are very passionate. You know, crazy about their football team, and they just give you all their energy. So for sure, I think it's a tie.
So I'm always curious when I see players in the locker room after the games. A lot of guys will be checking your phones and things like that. How many text messages do you come back to after a game?
A couple. You know, I got a lot of people at home who watch the games. You know, for sure, me being a rookie and from that Monday night game, you know, a lot of people are watching that game. So for sure, I get at least about 20 text messages after the game.
Check the Twitter messages, the Twitter mentions and things like that too?
Not too much. You know, it's a lot going on Twitter after a game. So for sure, I try to stay away from it a little bit.
Talking about that last game against Chicago, just the feeling of, you know, that extended time, that real first look, that spotlight on Monday Night Football. What's that feel like?
Amazing. You know, it's a feeling that I won't never forget. You know, me actually being able to play the full length of the game and being a rookie Monday night, you know, the energy out there was crazy. So for sure, it's one I would never forget.
Being here in Philadelphia, I read that you were a big Allen Iverson fan growing up.
Yeah.
Have you met him yet?
Never. Never.
Have you tried to meet him yet?
I tried. Back when I was younger, you know, he had an appearance. I think it may have been in Galveston. I was trying so hard when I was younger. I wanted to skip school and everything to go see him. My mom wouldn't let me. I was crying, boo-hooing. So for sure, I tried once before.
Did you play basketball growing up?
I did.
Did you try to be Allen Iverson?
I did.
I
used to wear the one-arm sleeve. Uh-huh. I had the Allen Iverson, the black and white with the strap across. My mom wouldn't let me grow my hair. I had to get braids. I wanted to so bad. So for sure, I had the number three and everything. So for sure, I tried to be like him.
Well, hey, I know it's your first season here in Philly, but we'll see if we can maybe we can make that happen.
Oh, for sure.
Get you to meet AI. Jalen Mills,
Thank
you very much for joining us here on Crunch Time.
Thank you.
And thank you all for joining us right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thanks so much, Alex. Thanks so much, Jalen. And, Joe, it's interesting. The Eagles are getting some rookie contributions from Carson Wentz, of course, from Wendell Smallwood. Destiny Vallejo makes a big play last week. And Jalen Mills getting a big part in this defense.
Yeah, he is. He's playing all right, Dave. You know, he's obviously had some spots. You know, the double move last week, Alshon Jeffries got him for a deep ball. But Jalen Mills is hanging in there. He's competing hard. And you know, you hear the coaching staff speak, and certainly the vibe is that they love the way he competes, which is really important. And there's a sense that he bounces back from a mistake pretty well. Now, Jim Schwartz, Dave, was pretty clear in the one, you know, press conference where he talked about he wants him to locate the ball better. You know, so he wants him to have a little bit more awareness of when the ball's coming in and where it is. And, you know, not only, you know, play the receiver, but play the ball. But generally speaking, for a rookie and a late-round pick, doing a nice job.
All right, so hold that thought, because we're going to come back on Eagles 360. We're going to talk about some of the key matchups in this Eagles-Steelers game, including a look into the Eagles' secondary against a potent Pittsburgh passing game. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Apple Vacations. Join Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz in Mexico in 2017. Log on to applevacations.com/beachblitz for more details.
Experience the power of physical therapy at NovaCare Rehabilitation. We know the importance of an active lifestyle. If you're currently injured, let us bring that active lifestyle back to you. NovaCare is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. And with more than 100 convenient locations throughout Philadelphia and South Jersey, go to NovaCare.com today and request an appointment online or call 800-770-6682. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Are you feeling all
right? You feel better about the food on your table when you know the meat is sourced from family farmers and is spiced using handcrafted seasonings. That's why our family is proud to provide the variety you want at your deli, including no antibiotics ever and organic meats. This is what we were founded on. Because at Dietz & Watson, we've always believed in quality above all else.
Dave Spadaro, Joe DeCamera, Eagles 360 on this Friday from the NovaCare Complex. Time to get into some of the key matchups for Sunday's game, and there are a bunch of them. We'll limit it to one for Joe and one for me. Joe, you begin.
Well, Antonio Brown, he's a key matchup for any team the Pittsburgh Steelers face, and certainly this week for the Eagles, you know, it's Antonio Brown, Nolan Carroll. The other cornerbacks obviously will play a part, the secondary in general, the safeties as well. But, wow, Dave, Antonio Brown is a heck of a football player. And, you know, we see his stats here, and obviously, you know, they jump off as, you know, he's playing well this year. Now, he hasn't yet totally, fully broken out as well as he has in some past years, but, of course, the two touchdowns already. But you think about the past years, and, Dave, just for some perspective here, this is just mind-numbing stats that sound like a video game. In the last three seasons, he has caught 375 passes for 5,032 yards.
That's a lot of passes, and that's a lot of yards.
I mean, it's crazy. I was thinking about it earlier. If he had 80 catches a season, you just take a player in football, 80 catches for 1,200 yards, which would be a really nice season. Times that by three, all right, that player would be 135 catches short of Antonio Brown's catches and would be 1,400 yards short. So Antonio Brown is in Hall of Fame area. If he can stay healthy, he's in Hall of Fame area. He's a small player in that he's only 5'10", which makes his productivity so impressive, and really just a player that this Sunday will be a heck of a matchup for Nolan Carroll and the Eagles to deal with.
I really don't believe the Eagles will leave him in single coverage. I mean, it's
going to be tough.
Now, the Bengals last week tried to bracket cover him, and it worked, but, of course, Ben Roethlisberger went elsewhere in the passing game, and the Steelers beat Cincinnati. My key matchup to watch is on the Eagles' offensive side of the ball. Quarterback Carson Wentz has been terrific. In this game, he plays a Steelers defense that generally lays off in coverage into zone coverages. They want you to beat them underneath, to drive 15 plays, to exercise a lot of patience. And while Wentz has been terrific, zero turnovers in his first two games, the Achilles heel for this Eagles offense to date has been third down conversions. They rank near the bottom of the NFL, converting about 28% of their third downs. The Eagles must avoid third and long situations. The Steelers want to confuse Wentz. They want to beat up Wentz. he's got to be patient, Joe. He really can't force the issue here. Ball security is so important. And yes, I know it's the obvious matchup, guys, but it's the big matchup.
It's huge.
It's the big step for Carson Wentz and this Eagles offense going against a premier Pittsburgh Steelers defense.
Well, one thing, Dave. See, Dave's on the third down conversions. The Eagles have a new secret weapon, Dave.
Yeah, it's called fourth down conversions.
It's called fourth down conversions.
Yeah, right.
So,
see, I got that one from you there.
Yeah, well, you're sharp. Oh, yeah.
But it's surely, I wonder, I'm thinking about, you know, if it's third, if it's fourth and a half a yard at the 47-yard line, is Doug Peterson still going to go for it against this kind of team?
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see how he plays the percentages in this game. But for Carson Wentz, huge step. Be patient. The Steelers will give you some underneath room, some catch and runs, but they're not going to let you beat them over the top or in the red zone. Yeah. So great test for Carson Wentz. We've got a lot more to get to on Eagles 360. When we return, we dig into the world of next-gen stats, taking a look back at the Eagles' win over Chicago. Some numbers that really jump out at you with Alex Smith.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
You here to buy the tickets?
Hey, buddy, you here for the tickets?
Yeah. Dude, what's the password, man?
Oh, Coach Shanahan.
What were you thinking?
We're doing like a CD ticket deal instead of going to NFL Ticket Exchange.
NFL Ticket Exchange. 100% verified, authentic tickets from one fan to the other.
We'll see you at the games, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate you.
You say crazy, I say crafty. You say savage, I say practice. Crazy. Crafted, savage, practiced. Let's run that whole thing back. You say unbelievable, I say achievable. You say incredible, I say inevitable. Unbelievable, achievable, incredible, inevitable. Let's run that whole thing back. Carbs to compete, electrolytes to replenish.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
We are in the world of analytics here in the NFL, and Alex Smith right in the middle of it, Joe. So let's now take a look back at that win over the Chicago Bears and highlight a couple of plays, including the touchdown to Trey Burton. A deeper look thanks to Alex Smith and our Next Gen Stats.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is Stats Only, where we take a deeper look inside the numbers from the Eagles' 29-14 win on Monday Night Football over the Chicago Bears. And today we'll start off with a play from Benny Logan that you don't see too often. Defensive linemen aren't always known for being speedy, but on this play, Logan, who is listed at 6'2", 315 pounds, reaches a top speed of 15.85 miles per hour as he races towards the sideline in pursuit. Not only did Logan reach the top speed of any Eagles defensive lineman on this play, but he also covered 33.81 yards in just a matter of a few seconds, showing his athleticism to help out on the play. Next up, let's take a look at a Donnie Jones punt. And while punts certainly aren't the most exciting plays in football, the numbers show just how important a few extra seconds of hang time can really be. On this play, Josh Huff is lined up as a gunner, and he reaches the top speed of any Eagle for the evening at 22.25 miles per hour. This is the second straight week that Huff has been the Eagle speed leader, with both occurrences coming on punts. Huff travels a remarkable top speed on Monday that would be the equivalent of a 3.67 40-yard dash. Jones' punt, from the time it hits his foot to the time it lands in the returner's arms, is clocked around 4.85 seconds, allowing Huff, who is running at 10.88 yards per second, to travel approximately 52.77 yards on the play. So just one extra second of hang time from Jones means close to 11 extra yards that Huff can travel downfield to make the play, or in this case, force the fair catch. And finally, we'll take a look at Carson Wentz's only touchdown pass of the night and show you exactly why the sheer numbers led to Trey Burton scoring his first career receiving touchdown. Doug Peterson has talked about the advantages of using a three tight end set, and that's exactly what he does on this play in the red zone, using tackle Matt Tobin as an eligible receiver. With Tobin and Celek leading the way for Burton, the trio totals 780 pounds collectively, and the duo of Tobin and Celek outweigh the defenders in the area by 54 pounds each. Needing to find a way to get the ball into the end zone, the Eagles played the numbers game, and they won on this play and ultimately in the game. Well, that will wrap things up here for Stats Only. We'll see you back here next week on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official Eagles mobile app.
Thanks so much, Alex. We've got one more segment to get to here on Eagles 360. Joe and I are going to wrap things up. Some final thoughts on the Eagles and the Steelers, the battle of unbeatens on Sunday.
Introducing Dunkin's new cold brew coffee, steeped slowly in cold water for small batches with an ultra smooth, full body flavor. Discover the craft of cold brew today and keep on. America runs on Dunkin'.
Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, payment, withdrawal, or transfer each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Golden outside or fluffy inside, deep pockets or delicious ridges, tasty egg or savory bacon. Experience Dunkin's new Belgian waffle breakfast sandwich. It's not this or that, it's all of it. America runs on Dunkin'.
Our final segment here on Eagles 360, Dave and Joe, and we'll get your final thoughts in just a moment on the Eagles and the Steelers, but first, we look back at the week that has been, starting in Chicago on Monday night, the big win over the Bears. It's our Week in Review presented by Bud Light. A short and wonderful week.
Are you ready for Monday Night Football?
He goes over the middle, and it's intercepted.
Nigel Bradham went up and picked it off.
Wentz fires. He's got Burt. Touchdown. He fumbles the football, and the Eagles have it again.
Wins are hard in the National Football League. Stick and trust your plan. Trust the process. It's winning games. And that's what you did tonight.
A lot of eyes on us, you know, tonight, but it's a football game. You only get so many of these, you got to take advantage of your opportunities.
Looking straight ahead at the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Battle of Pennsylvania.
They're always a good, solid team. A talented offense like theirs, a lot of matchups.
We know what number he wears. We won't have a problem finding him.
One thing that would go a long way into this team getting a win this week is the front four. Can you get around Big Ben? Can you bring him down?
This would be the best offense that we've seen so far, and so we're looking forward to the challenge. It's not about who they are or what they do, it's about what we do.
Coach Doug been doing a real great job of keeping the team focused.
We find out a lot about the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday.
We just want to go out there, do what we got to do, and come out with a win.
We're not intimidated by anything.
Don't let us know where we really are.
Every week you're trying to see where you're at and where you measure up. The Steelers present a big challenge. We'll be ready for it.
And now we are here, and we are getting ready for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Joe DiCamera is about to tell us what he thinks is going to go down on Sunday afternoon.
Well, look, I'm excited, Dave. It's a great opportunity to see what the Eagles have, and it's a great opportunity to go out there and try to start the season 3-0, which is not an easy thing to do. You know, certainly the Steelers are a heck of a matchup, big-time team, real legit Super Bowl contender from an AFC that looks like they've got a couple different teams that are, you know, pretty darn good. But we'll find – look, we know more about the Eagles now than we did 14 days ago. We also know we're going to know more about them, maybe even much more about them, Dave, 3 days from now on Monday – when we all wake up from the Sunday game. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a challenge. It's going to be interesting. And looking forward to it.
Well, what's the key, Joe? I say the key is red zone efficiency. The team that's more efficient in the red zone wins this football game.
Well, that matters a lot. I think that the Eagles are going to have to push this football down the field. You know, I want to see them do that, obviously. You can't get – defensively, you can't get crushed by Antonio Brown. I expect him – you know, he's a classic. You can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him guy. He's going to get his catches. You're going to have to get to Ben Roethlisberger. If I had to give you one key more than any other, I would probably say the front four getting to Ben Roethlisberger.
Dominating the game as they have done this year.
And what they did in, you know, totally different group in 2008 with the 9 sacks and Brian Dawkins at the end of strip, you know, fumble recovery. So getting to him is the thing.
All right. We're going to find out. We've got our pregame coverage for you beginning at 3:30 on Sunday, the Exalta pregame show, the pregame show presented by Exalta. Our postgame show presented by Rico immediately after the Eagles beat the Steelers on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. It's a battle of the unbeatens, a big one, maybe the biggest game in the NFL this week, and it's in Philadelphia, so let's have a good time this weekend and cheer on the Eagles. For Joe DiCamera, I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us on Eagles 360. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.